When we shined the flashlight on the match, the flame didn't have a shadow. It only produced light.
That reminds me of a very important verse in the Bible. Let's check it out together. Hi, my name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. In 1 John 1:5, it says, God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. Now, what it means is that God is pure and holy in every way, and when you invite him into your life, he allows his light to shine in you and through you. Just remember that wherever you are, you carry that light to the people around you, not like a flashlight, but a truth that can help overcome sadness and bring joy. Let's listen to our story now. It's called Light and Shadows. Mom, did you know that you can carry a light into a dark room and light it up, but you can't carry darkness anywhere at all? Brody said. He and his sister Ray had begun a unit study on light and shadow. Ray said, "That's silly. You can trap darkness under a bowl and haul it around." She giggled. "I have a book of hand shadows. Can we try some?" Mom took a flashlight into the den, and the children followed the instructions in Ray's book. They shined the flashlight on their hands to make dog, butterfly, and goose shadows on the wall. Mom handed them a few items. "Can you make shadows of these?" Ray held up a miniature flag, an action figure, and a candlestick. Brody aimed the flashlight at them. Each one cast a distinct shadow on the wall. Mom pulled out a box of long matches and lit one. "Shine the light on this. What do you see?" The children had puzzled expressions. Ray said, "Not much." "Watch the flame carefully." Mom held up the match so Brody could shine the flashlight on it. "Nothing," both children said almost at the same time. "Weird," said Brody. "The matchstick has a shadow, but not the flame." "Hey, that's like my Bible club verse from last week," Ray said. "It was 1 John 1:5. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." Mom blew out the match before it burned her fingers. "Good job. And Brody, I think you learned one about light this week here at home." "Yeah, let's see if I can remember." Brody squeezed his eyes shut. "God is light. In him there is no darkness at all." "Wow," said Ray. "Light doesn't even have a shadow." Mom nodded. "That's right. And Jesus calls believers the light of the world. Our world is a dark place full of sin, sadness, and death. But because we know Jesus, we can spread the light of his love to others and point them to the hope we have in him. Think about how wherever you go, you carry his light with you, and no darkness can overcome it. Let's show our friends how light has no shadow when they come over after school," Brody said. "They'll be amazed." Well, how about you? Have you ever felt overwhelmed by the bad news you hear? Take courage. No matter how dark, bad, or sad things seem in our world, or even in our lives, remember that if you're a follower of Jesus, he is in you. Wherever you go, you carry his light. And darkness can't overcome light, but light always overcomes darkness. Jesus has saved you and given you eternal life, and you can share that hope with others. Our key verse is 1 John 1:5.
God is light. In him, there's no darkness at all.
And our key thought for today, share God's light with others. I want to encourage you to spend time with God every day. When you grow up to be a teenager, you can keep it up with the Unlocked Teen Devotional. It's like Keys for Kids with something to read every day, but it might be a story, a poem, or maybe even a journal entry made by a teen just like you. Get a free printed copy of Unlocked at unlocked.org. I'm Zach. This is Keys for Kids.